Thank you, Marianne, Clint, and Linda. Let's give them some more love, please. I'm going to introduce Reverend Barbara, and Barbara has been a dear friend of Rex and I for many, many years. She is the community spiritual leader for Temenos in Ukraine, Center for Self-Realization. She arrived in Ukraine 18 years ago on September 11th, 2001. Reverend Barbara realized that her life, and all life actually, is a constant process of evolving consciousness. She now perceives her role as spiritual leader as being the facilitator and model of inspired learning and living, leading and inspiring others in the leadership of that organization through their many activities. In Ukraine, they have accredited classes, weekly lectures, healing circles, and monthly community visioning, as well as social programs and personal support systems. They have 12 licensed practitioners at the center in Ukraine. Reverend Barbara is convinced that there's a new world emerging in the consciousness of people all around the world, and that there will come a time, yes, there will come a time when we all live in peace, love, and harmony with the majesty and mystery of life, with ourselves and with each other. We can say yes to that, can't we? She dedicates her experience on Earth to learning to live this truth in support of the process of its global realization. Personally, Reverend Barbara has been navigating what she calls the gap, grown and possibility. Oh, yes. For past 3 years, she's been doing this, and she is emerging into a new level of her ministry. So, Reverend Barbara, we welcome you. And before she comes up, we're going to show a short video that she's sharing with the wonderful Temenos community that we actually, as a center here, we contribute monthly to them. So we wanted you to see real faces. And this is the youth group. They have a very strong youth group, and this is about the celebration of their final projects or papers or something. So we'll watch this video.
Этот конкурс помогает нам жить осознанно, брать ответственность на себя за все, что происходит в жизни. И молодежь учится больше любить себя, больше ценить каждое мгновение их жизни. И я очень рада, что живу в прекрасной планете Земля, на Украине, где молодежь очень талантлива. Все звезды, все яркие, талантливые, уникальные. Самое главное – дать им нашу любовь, внимание и заботу, и они все раскрываются. Ведь каждый пришел на эту планету Земля не зря. Каждый пришел со своей миссией. И наша молодежь помогает нам всем жить в гармонии, в спокойствии и менять мир, начиная с себя.
Ми можемо творити, ми можемо все. Головне не боятися, головне йти, головне просто бути людиною.
Я навіть не думав, що я займу якийсь приз, якесь місце. Це дуже круто, що є такі заходи, які допомагають самореалізуватися.
Мені дуже приємно, що мій талант завдяки цьому конкурсу відкрився, і я стала... Мої думки стали кращі, і я сама стала кращою.
дуже сподобався цей конкурс, він дуже пізнавальний, корисний для молоді. Можна викласти свою думку, і це буде корисно для когось.
Let us welcome Reverend Barber from Ukraine.
Isn't that great? That is so great. Thank you for having me come back again. Seems like I make the trek at least once or twice a year. It's really wonderful. We were looking for a bio for me this morning, and the one we found was from 2009. And I looked at it and I went, oh, this has got to change. Oh, this is still true. Oh, this is new. Oh, this has become even more important. It was very interesting to have that little perspective as I started my day that, you know, things change, but there's a foundation of things that don't change. And, you know, Mark, thank you for such a boisterous introduction. We all have things we want to change. Every one of us has something that we wish were different or richer or thinner or wiser or faster or whatever. And the thing is, when we focus on that, we create a gap between what's possible and where we are. When we just focus on the things that we don't like, and we berate ourselves, we create a gap between what the real purpose for this life is, which is to shine, to soar, to thrive, to be yourself, just as you are, not like how you think you should be because your sister's like that. It's part of my little story, or how my father wanted me to be. So the gap is a good thing because it gets you to see that, wow, there is a possibility here, and everything we do in these centers around the world is to articulate and bring into focus what's possible. If you read Ernest Holmes, like most of us do in the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, he's got such a way of speaking. And then you underline it with the pen, and then the next time you read it, it's with a highlighter, and the next time it's a different colored highlighter, and now it's got marks in the column and check marks that say, yeah, I knew that, or wow, you know. Because we evolve in our awareness, we evolve in our understanding, but what he's saying didn't change, didn't, you know, he didn't get smarter. Spirit doesn't become more of itself. Spirit is the common denominator. This whole thing called life, whatever you call it, it's immutable. It's just there. It's present. It is presence. It is whole, perfect, and complete. What changes is our receptivity to it. What changes is our ability to bring it in. What changes is our willingness to change from the part of us that feels not okay, or whatever that is described at for you, and the part of us that knows, even though we have no idea how we know or what to do with what we know, there grows in us over time this confidence that allows us to start trusting what we know, which allows us to start living what we know. So the past 3 years have been excruciating in many ways in my life, many ways. And the wonderful thing about it is we have a mission in Ukraine. That was so great for me to see. Oh my goodness, I'm amazed I'm not weeping. We have a mission in Ukraine. It says, using all moments for good. That's our mission. No matter what, use it for good. So the past 3 years, I couldn't wiggle out of that because that's the mantra. Use it for good. So this young person's program that we have, this is our 16th year. We just completed in June. And there were 200 young adults in our program this year. 200. Now, there's hardly a center in this whole movement that has that. And it's not because we have a better recipe or anything better. It's just that we have a bigger idea of possibility about it, so that there's more room for a spirit to do what it always does, which is to flow, right? I mean, that's what we learn. There's an unlimited amount of everything, you know, and it goes through you, not according to your level of consciousness. God can do for us what God can do through us. And so the wholeness, that's what infinity means, present in its completeness at all times, everywhere. The wholeness is always doing this. In fact, we made this our logo in Ukraine. And we, you know, sometimes we do it like this. It's like this whole infinite presence moves through me at the level of my understanding. And my life experience reflects that. So when I look at these young people doing what they're doing, and there's nothing like this in Ukraine. But it could be anywhere in the world, and the seed of it started with Sir John Templeton. And he's not on this plane anymore with us, but he left his legacy and it lives on because it's universal. And he has the Templeton Foundation. You can go there, and there's tons of programs you can avail yourself of. And one of them is the Laws of Life Essay Contest. And I found that. I used that in my second year in Ukraine, and we built our whole youth program around the Laws of Life Essay Contest. And now, and you can find literature on the back table back there, we have this little package back there, and in that little package there is something that looks like this, and you'll find on the back this wonderful new logo from our youth program. We've shifted our attention to a youth program rather than trying to get people to come to spiritual classes, because the world is changing and a lot of people aren't coming the way they used to. They need more relevance. They need something that's more practical. They need to put it to work more quickly. So we've spent the past 3 years, you know, healing, learning to tell the truth, getting over ourselves, doing all the things that you do when you're in a healing thing. We have transformed out of the goo that the caterpillar goes through to a beautiful butterfly. And so we now have four programs. We have the Laws of Life Essay Contest, which this next year we have planned an art show and a speech contest to go with it, because we're committed to teaching young people skills for daily living. We're committed to taking spirituality and infusing it in daily life in a way that doesn't scare them, so it doesn't seem like religion. It doesn't seem like cult, which, you know, living there, you get thrown a lot of things at you, and cult is one of them. So a lot of people are scared. So we've made it very practical. So we have the Laws of Life Essay Contest. We have an eco club now. We have a better thinking, better living group. We go to boarding schools and orphanages, and we do programs there. And we have a Golden Rule Project that we build exercises, and we use them in skill building, life skill building for young people and for everybody else, for that matter. So that's what we're doing in Ukraine right now. And out of these 3 years, what has emerged is the focus is, we'll teach Science of Mind to anybody who shows up. We have 12 practitioners. We used to have 27. And so we've winnowed it out because it just, you know, is what it is. And we've accepted it instead of trying to change it all the time. And we've just allowed ourselves to be guided by spirit. And now we have two programs. This one, 21st Century Youth, which really is about imagining what is it that youth can be? What is the possibility? What is the how to change will be directed by how much of the possibility you can imagine. I loved that I saw the word imagine there. and on the piano, on this side of the piano, because it's a really powerful tool. Learning to imagine what's possible it stretches our mind beyond what we're often believing. So today's workshop is really designed to move beyond the stories that we've been telling ourselves. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, I've had some stories that made me small. I've had some stories that made me feel embarrassed or ashamed or angry. And my attachment to those stories made me feel right and made me feel righteous. And, you know, that's all part of the spiritual journey, is to be able to see yourself. And this is what it's like. We have to see ourselves. And we have to accept it as it is. You know, I am the way I am. It doesn't mean I can say, so too bad for you, just take it or not. It's really, I'm the way I am, and I can take responsibility for being that person today. And is that who I want to be? Am I living in the zone that I want to be? Am I living in possibility? Or am I living in the groan? I have a little sign on my office door. When I walk out of the office, I see it. And it says, do you want to take this energy out into the world and create with it? Yeah, really. Because that's what happens. That's what happens. We create with who we are. We don't create with who we want to be. We don't create with what we think we should believe. We actually create with what we do believe and who we really are. And so there's a little saying that Emma Curtis Hopkins did eloquently, and a minister, Noel McGinnis, kind of paraphrased it to, you don't get what you pray for, you get what you pray from. And this is really true. You don't get what you want to get what you are. And so it's simple, but not easy. And so the whole spiritual journey is really about this, going from A to B. It's all about moving from disbelief to belief, from holding on to surrender, from control to acceptance, from pain to joy. I mean, that's the whole journey, until one day we wake up and go, oh, wow. You know, and the roof might have leaks and the dog might have just died, but we wake up and we go, wow, I am so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for the courage to face this issue. I'm so grateful that I love my kids anyway. I'm so grateful that there's food in the fridge, and if there's dirty dishes in the sink, it means I have food. And if there's more than one plate, it's that I have someone to cook for. You know, I mean, we can wake up every morning with gratitude that changes who we are when we leave our house. You know, it's like up to us. And I remember the very first time I heard that song, How Could Anyone Ever Tell You, You Are Anything Less Than Beautiful. Thank you for that. I remember Maggie Cole used that, and Maggie Cole is a practitioner in Santa Rosa, a wild and wonderful woman. And she used that in a workshop about loving yourself. And 95% of us were there weeping because we didn't believe it. Joy was beaming this morning as you sang her this song. See, so she's done her work, because every single person on the planet has self-esteem issues. And so if you cry when somebody is saying, how could anybody ever tell you you're anything less than beautiful? And if you cry because you know that place where you don't believe you are, that's a great thing to be aware of. That's a perfect strategy from the groan zone to the possibility. It's right there in that one line. And so we learn to celebrate those moments of awakening when we see ourselves and we realize, I feel sad, you know, I don't feel beautiful. I remember when I was 12, looking into a teapot in my kitchen, and it was one of those round teapots that plugged in. Have you ever looked in, and it was silver and shiny. Have you ever looked into a round, shiny thing to see what the image looks like? The image doesn't look like looking into a clear lake. It looks wide and squat. And I remember looking into that teapot and thinking, that's who I really looked like. I was 12. And somehow that little idea stuck in my mind for years. until I had the courage to face it and change it. It takes courage to navigate the gap. It takes huge amount of courage to move beyond your story. And then what is beyond your story anyway? Where is that? What do you think? You decide. Beyond your story is in the realm of possibility. What's the story about? The story's about the comfort zone. The story's about all the reasons why we, look, I've accomplished this. I mean, I'm an outrageous person and you know, I talk too much and I'm so excited by life. You can just hardly turn me off. And I love Rex and Suzanne so much. And Rex just got me last night so lovingly, and he wasn't even trying to get me. He was just explaining who I was, and he said, you know, I bet it's partly and the it was not a defined thing. I'm sorry, Rex, to tell on you, but I'm really telling on me. And he said, I guess it's because you live alone, and you know, you don't have your community here. It's over there, and it must be so exciting for you to get to talk about it. And he said that, and I just wanted to burst out laughing. But what I realized the moment he said it is, I missed all the cues in the previous 30, I saw them, actually, to tell the truth. The cues that they weren't looking at their watch because they're more conscious than that. But they were tired. It was after 10 o'clock. It was Saturday night. But I just so needed to share that I just did it anyway. I mean, have you ever done that? You see the cues, you know you really need to stop whatever that is, but you don't because you need it so much. And when you're lucky enough to have people that love you enough, you get to do it. And you get to use that moment to wake up to yourself. So that instead of saying, oh, there I am again, just like they've always said, talking too much, instead, I go, wow, that's why, because I'm kind of isolated in my work. Isn't that great? Really, I am so grateful for that little wonderful awareness that came through Rex last night. And that's how it works. When you make a commitment to change, life will bring it to you. Now, you have to have the chutzpah to be able to hear it without reacting. But if you react, that's okay too, because your reaction shows you where the growth is needed. So it's all good if you can use it as all good. But if you don't use it as all good, it's really a groan zone. So I prefer the possibility side of the formula. So knowing that I could speak for 14 days about this topic and that I have less than 14 minutes, maybe, I want to just give you the pricey version, the cliff notes. I mean, honestly, I think that every minister speaks about the same thing every day, every week, only in thousands of different ways. And that is, what is the divine nature of life? So that we can feel it. That's why the songs are sung. That's why the prayers are created. That's why the meditation happens. The whole purpose of that is to wake us up so we can feel that divine presence again. Suzanne's voice is perfect for meditation, isn't it? It just really, I have a book I'm working on, and I thought this morning, I'm going to ask Suzanne to do the audio parts for the disc I'm putting in the book, because she has this perfect voice to help you let it in. So that's the one side. And the other side is, can you use it? Can you use what you're becoming aware of? Can you see that there is this divine presence, but you've got to do something different to activate it? So today's workshop is really about moving from A to B, but if you aren't able to come today, and I know it's a gorgeous day out there, and I wish you a lovely, happy day, I want to just tell you the essence of what we're going to do. First, we're going to explore what's possible for you. And I'm going to create a process where it's going to be easy for you to drop into that place of possibility. Because, as Jesus says, you know, the gift has been given. You have been given everything. It's in you. You don't have to go to college to find it. It's in every little cell. And the second thing is that it takes courage to change. We have to be willing to let go of the shore. You know, ships might be safe at anchor, but they're not meant for being in the bay. They're meant for going out there, finding the new lands. So we have to be willing to let go. And to do that, it takes a lot of courage. It takes support. It might take practitioner. It might take a program. It might take a book. It might take some commitment you make yourself. But anybody can do it. You don't have to start with the biggest issues in your life. You can pick a little thing and practice today. It takes trust. And learning to trust ourselves. How can we trust ourselves? Because all great spiritual literature says the same thing. There is only one thing happening, and that is whatever your handle is for God. There's only one thing. We are made out of it, for it, of it, for it, by it, as it. So that's the great gift. There it is. And how much are we going to use it? Well, we have to be willing to be open. We have to imagine that more is possible. We have to see what are the beliefs that are limiting us. We have to become more self-aware. Who are we? Is my life today moving me in the direction I want to be, or where is it moving me? And am I letting it move me, or am I moving myself? And what's moving me? Is it my habit or my inspiration? Am I in self-preservation mode, or am I in creation mode? We have to become vulnerable, which is what honesty takes. To really be able to see our foibles. And, you know, I don't know about you. Actually, I think I do. We're all pretty much the same. We hide the things we don't like, hoping nobody notices. Or is that just me? No. Oh, good. So, you know, we can read each other pretty clearly, but we have to give up the pretending and the hiding. And we just have to get a little bit more safe every day. And that's part of being here, so that we can let that Christ nature that is ours be revealed. It's harder to do alone. It's easier to do in community. It's easier when there's music, because music touches you in a new way. It's easier when there's hugs, because sometimes you miss those hugs. It's easier to do when there's groups where you get to share, because maybe you don't get. I should probably join one of those share groups. You know, it's, you know, what is it that you need, and do that, because it's all available. And if it isn't, you could start it. I mean, part of the change process is step into what's yours to do. So what's mine to do is peace on earth in my lifetime. That's what's mine to do. And I've known that since I was a little girl, climbing apple trees, reading Johnny Appleseed, and making my parents take me to every religious building I'd ever see as we traveled on our vacations. I'd say, stop, there's one of those things, a temple or a mosque. And they'd say, really, we don't need to do that. I'd say, no, but I just want to see it. I had no idea. I was like 8. But there was something in me that knew that there was some holiness about life that I wasn't going to understand in the apple tree, although it was pretty good. I mean, nature is really pretty good if you really realize what you're doing. And so one day, living in the apple tree world, I wrote a poem, and it was, "To stars and clouds up in the sky, I pose to you the question, why did I see you not before?" So as my reply, they said, "Only look some more." And as I did, my small eyes grew in awe to see things so very new. The simple things I knew were there, but never, ever stopped to care of how or when or why or where. That's a bridge out of the comfort zone. That poem is an early awakening sign. I didn't know it, but I was changing. I was headed onto my journey. Now, when we're more conscious and we know we're headed onto our journey, it's easier. We can engage more support. But I want to leave you with this thought. Two things. The minute you change your mind and set in a new trajectory, life lines up behind you. You don't have to spend 40 years wandering in the desert. You don't need to go to 12 years of therapy. You don't need to read 18 books and take 42 classes. The minute you clearly go, my life is about peace, everything lines up behind you. That's the law. That's how it works. So don't worry about if it's not going to work, because it is working. Let it work. Let it work you. So now, when I get an instruction like that poem, and I was telling Rex and Suzanne last night because I tapped into it, what I got now is that there's this phrase, the world peace solution. That phrase has come to me, the world peace solution. Join the world peace solution. What's your piece of the world peace solution? And I know that the world peace solution is a puzzle, and it takes maybe not everyone, because you don't need everyone for change to happen. You just need enough energy. And so I want to leave you with the question. What is your piece of peace? Is it possible that the peace you have, P-I-E-C-E, you have, is a necessary part of the puzzle of the world peace solution? Because it is. And the minute you know that, your life starts becoming more peaceful. And everything unlike it is an invitation to change back to peace. And you come here and you learn and you grow and we sing and we cry and we dance and we change. And it's beautiful. And the world needs us to be alive, awake, and aware and in peace. Because when we have peace here, when we make peace with ourselves about the people and places that irk us or drive us nuts, then we'll have peace around us. When we have peace around us, there'll be peace in the world. It's simple. Confucius told us. Same old formula. It's up to you.